Okay, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Zvachim Daf Nun. We are holding on the very bottom of daf Mem Tesam Beis Davar Halamed May Hekish. Last line of the page on daf Mem Tesam Beis Hekish is sponsored by Dr. David Lander in honor of his wife and children, and Lila Nishmas, his mother, Goldaba Simcha Shalom, as well as by Yanki Shifman, Lila Nishmas, his father-in-law, Harav Shlomo Menachem Ben Rav Simcha Kohen, Alav HaShalom, whose first yahrzeit is today, the Neshama Shav Naliyah, also Mazel Tov to Yanki on finishing Shisha Sidrei Mishnah, Yishvi Zoch L'Haskel L'Sayim, many, many more times in good health, and the Neshama should have an Aliyah. So today we're going to discuss the following. We started the discussion about the double Limudim, that we know by Kachim there's a special rule that which you derive from a Hekish is not allowed to be Chozer or Malamed Behekish. We don't have that in any other area of Torah. That's specifically a rule when it comes to Kachim. So the Gemara started exploring, what about the other ways of learning Dinim? What about a Hekish? And what about, meaning that's Hekish. What about a Gzer Shava? What about a Kavul Chomer? What about a Binyanav? What about mixtures of those two? You learn from a Hekish, can then turn around and learn to through a Gezer Shavra, through a Kal V'Chomer, through a Binyanav. So every possible permutation and combination is going to be explored, right? Can you learn from a double Kal V'Chomer, a double Gezer Shavra, a double Binyanav, a Binyanav to a Kal V'Chomer, a Binyanav to a Gezer Shavra? Every single permutation is going to be explored, and therefore it's going to take the entire daf and well into tomorrow's daf to get through all of these, how do I learn? Meaning, what's the what exactly is this rule by Kachim? What does it govern, and what does it not govern? So that's the whole daf. So let's begin again. Last line of the page on daf Memtes Amud Beis. So Davar Alamid Mehekish Chozer Malamed BeKal V'Chomer. That which is learned from a Hekish can turn around and be Malamed another din through a Kal V'Chomer. That same din to another area through a Kal V'Chomer. How do I know that? That's Mitatan of the Beit Rabbi Shmuel. Meaning that we've covered earlier in the Masechta. That already appeared back on daf Mem. That there are certain halachos about the sprinkling of the dam of the Si'ir Yom HaKippurim that are derived from a Kal V'Chomer from Si'irei Avodah Zarah, and we only knew those dinim about Si'irei Avodah Zarah from Hekish with the Par Kohen Mashiach. So I see that which is derived from a Hekish could turn around and be Melamed with a Kal V'Chomer. Good. Davra Lamid BeHekish Maushi Ilam Binyanav. What about the following? If I learn a din through a Hekish, can that din turn around and teach me to another area utilizing Binyanav? So Rabbi Yirmiyah says, well, if that which is derived from a Hekish could turn around and teach with a Binyanav, well, then we would have the question, why do I need a pasuk about the Karban Asham to teach me that the Asham has to get shechted in the northern part of the Azara like a Karban Ola? So very simply, Lalichtov Tzofona Ba'asham, the Torah need not say that the Karban Asham has to be shechted in the Tzofon, V'tesim B'binyanav Michatas, and I should be able to learn it from a Binyanav from Karban Chatas. So Lamai Hilchsa Kasve, why is it that I need a special pasuk by a Karban Asham to tell me that it needs to be shechted in the north? It must be because I cannot learn it from Chatas. So it must be Lav Lameimra, Tedavar Lam Behekish. It must be that which is derived from a Hekish cannot be Chazur Melamed Bebinyanav. Because if it could be Melamed Bebinyanav, then I should have been able to derive Asham from a Binyanav from Chatas. And Chatas, I know, from a Hekish to Ola. So it must be that which is Lamed Behekish cannot be Melamed Bebinyanav. Says Maral Tameich, if you think that's the reason that it says Tzafon by an Asham, Tasi Mibinyanav Meola, well, why can't I learn Asham directly from Karban Ola? Meaning I'd still be bothered by the Kasha, why it is that it has to say Tzafon by an Asham, because it says Beferish by Karban Ola that you need Tzafon, so can't I derive from a Binyanav from Karban Ola? Now, the Mara Cohen points out that it's true that by Karban Ola, it only says that you need Tzafon, and from there I would only see that you need L'Chadchila. So if I would learn that from from a Karban Hashem, I wouldn't know Shana Lav La'akev, I wouldn't know that there's a din La'akev, but the Gemara said previously that the din that Safon is Ma'akev by an Ola is learned from a Kalvel Chomer from Chatas. And Rabbi Yirmiyahu happens to hold, we're going to see later in the daf, that that which is derived from a Kalvel Chomer can be Melamed Bibinyanav. So that should work. So my time Eloasi, why is it that I don't derive Asham directly from Karban Ola? Why don't I have just a Binyanav that links those two? Says Mara, because it's a faulty Binyanav. Binyanav assumes that one is not more severe than the other. So I can learn A from B because they're roughly on the same level. Well, Mishum Dika Lemifrach, I never could have learned Asham from Ola because Ola is much more Chamor. Mala Ola Shekein Kalil. Ola is more Chamor, as is evidenced by the fact that it's entirely burnt on the Mizbech. Nobody eats it. Not a Yisrael, not a Kohen. It gets burnt entirely. Well, says the Gemara, by that same token, Chatas Nami Yikal Mifrach, you cannot learn Asham from Chatas because Chatas is more Chamor. Because Mal Chatas Kein Mechaper Sal Chayav Ekrisus. Chatas is Mechaper for much more severe Averos, for Chayav Ekrisus, which Asham is not Mechaper for. And that's why it needs to tell me Tzafon by Asham. It's not coming to teach me that Davra Lamed Behekish Zeinu Chozer Melamed Bibinyanav. If we had a valid Binyanav to explore, it would be Chozer Melamed Bibinyanav. We just don't have a valid Binyanav to explore, so you can't prove anything about that. So the Gemara brings another raya that which is learned from a hekesh cannot be chozer malamed bebinyanav. Chada mechada lo asya. A one-to-one limud could not apply over here. Meaning, you're right. You cannot learn the din of tzafon by any one of these karbanos, the asham, the chatas, or the ola, with a binyanav from any of the other one of these karbanos. But if that which is learned from a hekesh could be mechozer malamed binyanav, tesi chada mitarti. Why don't I learn the din of tzafon by one of them with a binyanav from the other two? Meaning, let the din write the din of tzafon by one of them straight out, and the second one I'll learn with a hekesh, and then once I have a befurisha pasuk, and then a hekesh that links one to two, so now I'll know that two of them need tzafon. And then the third one should be able to be learned with a binyanav called a tzadashava. Tzadashava is a form of binyanav. Normally, binyanav is a one to one from one limud. A tzadashava is a one from two limud. But it's the same concept as a binyanav. So why don't I say that I'll have a pasuk by one of them? Why doesn't the Torah say, rather? Why doesn't the Torah set it up where you have a pasuk by one of them, bimefurash, and then another one of these kabanos I'll make with a hekish, and then the third one I'll learn from a binyanav, a tzadashava of the other two? It must be that the reason we don't do that is because you cannot take that which is learned from a hekesh and then turn around and learn through a binyanav. So says Gemara, no, what would that binyanav look like? What would that tzadashava look like? Mehei Tesi, what are we suggesting the Torah should have done? Which one should it have written mefurash and then through a hekesh learn a second one and then apply a binyanav? Which one? Lo nichtav rachmana ola v'tesi mechatos v'asham. You want it to be mefurash by either chatos or asham, and the other one to be hekish, and then learn ola from the combination of chatos and asham? It doesn't work, because chatos and asham both have a chumrah that ola does not have, namely malanach shekein mechaperin. Both chatos and asham are mechaper for averos. That's their primary purpose. Ola also has koach hakapara in a certain level, but its primary purpose is not to be mechaper for a particular avera, for generalities. Lo nichtav rachmana bechatos v'tesi mehanach. What you want it to not say it by a chatas and learn from the combination of ola and asham? No, ola and asham have a chumrah in common. Malahana Shekin Zacharim. Ola and Asham, the Torah's makbid that it daf could be male animals. So maybe, but when the Torah anyway has extra hakpados about these karbanos, the Torah is going to be makbid that it be bitzafon. A chatas could be a female animal. So since a chatas could be a female animal, you see, we're a little more forgiving in terms of what we allow for a chatas, and therefore maybe we don't required safon by a chatos. Lo nichtov ba'asham. Are you suggesting that we should learn asham from a binyanav of ola and chatos together? V'tesi mehanach, I should learn it from ola and chatos? Nah, because malahanach, ola and chatos have their own chumrah, shekin yeshron b'tzibur k'biyachid, because they're sometimes karbanos tzibur, not karbanos yachid. And maybe something that's karban tzibur is serious enough that it requires safon, as opposed to an asham, which is only babi yachid, maybe it does not require tzafon. So it would turn out that you would never be able to apply such a binyanav. So the raya that we tried to bring, that davar alam behekesh, zeinu chazum lam binyanav, is an invalid raya, because we're suggesting the Torah should have set it up to learn it this way, but the way we're suggesting the Torah should have set it up, there is no binyanav. There's no binyanav to be learned. So you can't prove to me that I can't do a binyanav based on the rules methodology of Midrash Shatar and Dresh Ben. There was no option. There was no binyanav to even explore. So now the Gemara discusses, okay, if I learn something through Gzeira Shava, can it then turn around and teach me that same din to a third area through a Hekish? So Rav Papa says, this we learn from Karban Toda. Pasuk says, V'zos Torah Zevach HaShlamim, Im Al Toda, says, Im Al Toda Yakrivenu V'hikra Al Zevach HaToda Chalas Matzos. So we compare, the Torah itself links Shlamim to a Toda, right? V'zos Torah Zevach HaShlamim, Im Al Toda. So what do we see from there? Lamanu l'toda shaba mina meiser. We see that you're allowed to use meiser sheni money to buy a carbon toda. The halacha is meiser sheni money that the bialim has to bring to Yerushalayim and use it for food in Yerushalayim, or to be poda it and bring the meiser sheni itself, the produce. He either eats in Yerushalayim or he's poda it and brings the money to Yerushalayim and buys food with it in Yerushalayim. So we're saying among the types of food that he's allowed to buy with meiser sheni money, he could buy an animal that he's going to bring as a carbon toda, and that's perfectly fine because you eat a carbon toda. So the Gemara is deriving it from the pasuk of Vizos Torah Zevach HaShlamim, and it says Im Al Toda Yakrivenu. So we see that a shlamim is like a toda. So Mida Ashkan Shlamim Dasim Meiser, because just like a carbon shlamim can be purchased with Meiser Sheni money, so too a toda should also be. Because we have a hekish that toda is like a shlamim. Well, shlamim gufayim inalan. How do I know that a shlamim could be purchased with meiser sheni money? Dichsiv, because the pasuk says sham by carbon shlamim, and by meiser sheni it says sham. So it's gzeira shava. Ooh, so the whole din that I'm allowed to buy a carbon shlamim meiser sheni money, I only know from a gzeira shava. And now I'm going to use a hekish to teach me that the same applies to a carbon toda. Apparently, that which is derived from a gzeira shava can be chozer malamed with a hekish. He says it's true that is a gzeira shava that then turns around and teaches about a hekish, but the whole rule that we're exploring is only within the world of kachim. You've just brought me to the dinim of Meister Sheni. Meister Sheni's got nothing to do with kachim. In Kala Tarukula, of course you're allowed to have a double limud. There's no rule against it. You could have a double hekish. You could have everything in Kala Tarukula. So that's not a raya to anything. You have no raya that when the malamid of the gzeira shava is kachim, that which is lamed mimenu is chazer malamid to through a hekish. So Amalei, so Ravina said back to Marzut Bredra Mari, Omar Omra. The one who said this, that by kachim that which is lamed is not chozer malamed, does he say it lamed kodesh umalamed kodesh? Is it that it's not malamed, that it's not chozer malamed dafka when the lamed is kodesh and the malamed is kodesh? No, he didn't say that. He said even if the malamed is not kodesh, like over here where the malamed happens to be meiser sheni, which is chulin, it's enough to have the lamad, that which you're learning from it, being kodesh, in order to not be able to turn around and be malamed to somewhere else. Meaning, what happened over here? Meiser sheni was point A. We learned from meiser sheni to shlamim, and then from shlamim to toda. So on shlav beis and shlav gimel, it was kachim. It was only shlav aleph that wasn't kachim. So that is a kachim din. That really is a kachim limud. That's not a limud that relates to chulin. So since we learn from Meiser Sheni to Shlomim with the Gezer Shava, and from Shlomim to Toda with a Hekish, we tak avaraya that which is right from a Gezer Shava within kachim could be chazer malamid behekish, like Rav Papa proved. Rav Papa was correct. The Gemara Makos proves that according to this opinion, the lamad is the ikar and not the malamid. Meaning, this is not just saying that as long as you have kachim somewhere along the line, we view it as a kachim. It's a statement that when I have to define, is this a kachim drasha or is this a non-kachim drasha, I look at the lamad and not the malamid. And therefore, it works in the other way as well. When the malamid is kodesh and the lamad is chulin, so then it could for sure be chozer malamid. Because we look at shlav beis, according to this, not at shlav aleph when we're determining the character of the din. That's what it seems to be. However, when the lamad ha'achron is kodesh, when shlav gimel is kodesh, Rashi writes that the lamad is not chozer malamid according to this, even if the first two were chulin. And Shidung Betzes quotes Tosus that disagrees and says that no, even Rav Papa would be moda in such a case that it can be chozer malamid. But what's also interesting over here is that the particular din we're talking about over here, that we said that karban toda can be purchased with meiser sheni money. Now the rule of meiser sheni money is that you spend meiser sheni money on cannot be a davar shebechova. You're not allowed to fulfill your obligations that you anyway have by using meiser sheni money. So the Rush writes in Maseches Brachos that birchas hagomel was nitkan b'makom karban toda, that there would be makrav bizman shebeis hamigdash hayakayim. So whatever was karban toda, that's what birchas hagomel is today. And based on that, Maram Shik has a tshuva that birchas hagomel must be only a rishus, because karban toda is only a rishus. How do I know karban toda is only a rishus? You could buy it with meiser sheni money. You're not allowed to buy a davar shebechova with meiser sheni money. So it must be the idea that we recite birchas hagomel, it's an optional bracha. It's not an obligatory bracha. So And the Stechemed writes something very similar. He's medayikit from Rashi that only if a person was noder, he's mukhiv to be mekayim nidro. But if he was not noder, he does not need to bring a karban toda. However, the Levush writes arba atzrichim lahodos. David HaMelech was mitzavah this in Tehillim. So even though min haTorah maybe the halacha would not have been obligatory, the Prima Gadim points out midin Torah you don't have to bring a karban toda, but midivrei Kabbalah you have to bring a karban toda. So since David HaMelech then meaning min haTorah it's an option, but David HaMelech concretized it as a chiyuv. And once David HaMelech concretized it as a chiyuv, so then the birchas hagomel that we say in its place would be a chiyuv. The question is how far does this go? Let's assume, like the Maram Shik, for a moment that not everyone agrees, obviously. But let's assume, like the Maram Shik, that it's optional. Why? Because it's just like a karban toda. How just like a karban toda is birchas hagomel? The Ben Ishchai writes, well, it's so much like a karban toda that you have to stand when you say birchas hagomel, and therefore, also he says, you don't say birchas hagomel at night because in makriven karbanos belayla. So you should only say birchas hagomel during the day. Our minhag is we say during Kriyas Torah, we only do Kriyas Torah during the day, so we almost always say it during the day anyway, but it doesn't have to be during Kriyas Torah. It's a bracha. You can say the bracha technically at any time, but the Ben Ishchai says not at night. So the Maram Shik was asked, according to those who say that it's exactly like carbon, how come people are mevarich b'Shabbos and Yom Tov? Shabbos and Yom Tov, you don't bring carbon toda either. Even though Amira is not a chil Shabbos, we don't bring carbon toda because you're not allowed to bring optional carbonos on Shabbos. Those carbonos that you chayiv to bring, so they're docha Shabbos, but otherwise it's chil Shabbos. You're not allowed to just bring carbonos on Shabbos. So saying a bracha is not chil Shabbos, but if the bracha is in place of the karban toda, and I couldn't do the karban toda on Shabbos, why should I be allowed to say the bracha? So, and he says, Haraya, we're not mispalel tefillas nedava on Shabbos because we're not makrav a karban nedava on Shabbos. So you see that what you say is really in place of the karban that you would have brought. So he's miyashiv, the Ramshik is miyashiv, that the Taz writes that tefillah is not just b'makom, the carbon in general. It's b'makom, the zrikas hadam of the carbon. And the Rambam in the second paragraph of Hilchos Shkagos writes that b'dievet, if they shechted nedarim and davus on Shabbos and Yom Tov, they are zorik the dam. That there's no chil Shabbos in the zrikas hadam. So the zrikas hadam can be done on Shabbos, and therefore the bracha of the carbon tzedek could also be done on Shabbos. Chassam Sofer says, I think everyone's taken this too far. They're taking it too literally. It doesn't. It's not supposed to be exactly like the carbon tzedek. It's a bracha. So you say the bracha on Shabbos. You can say the bracha at night. You can say we don't have to. We don't have to take it as a sof mamish. There's a further discussion. Maram Mintz writes that you don't say birksa, that a katan doesn't say birksa gomel because he can't say the words hagomel lechayavim tovos, which sounds like he was a chote and he was punished, and even though he was deserving of punishment, and that's why he was in this dangerous situation, HaKadosh Baruch Hu saved him berachamav, HaKadosh Baruch Hu saved him from that dangerous situation. Well, a katan is never deserving of any punishment. He's not a chote. So what are you going to say, that he's being punished on account of the sins of his father? What kind of rotten kid is going to get up there in public and say that my dad is responsible for all? So you can't say, you can't have it. So what are you going to do? You're going to skip the words, l'chayivim tovos? You're not allowed to be mishan madbeah, shetov v'cham b'brachos. So katan can't say it. So that's what the Magen Avraham quotes, and the Mishnah Berurah quotes that as well. Not all the Achronim are so thrilled with that, but I generally find, I get the question a lot, a katan was in a dangerous situation, and should the child bench gomel? So people want the answer to be yes, meaning they feel that there was a, so, but when you explain the reason, generally people are happy, that you're going to say about a kid that he's chayavim, he can't be chayavim, so give tzedakah instead. You still express gratitude to HaKadosh Baruch Hu about the salvation. Okay, davar olam b'gzeirah shava, mahu she'ilam b'gzeirah shava. What about a double gzeirah shava? If that which is derived from a gzeirah shava can it be chozer malamed through another gzeirah shava? So Amar Rami Bar Chama, Tanya, we learned this based on a brisa about the chalos that you bring together with the carbon toda. Carbon toda, you bring 40 loaves of bread, 10 of each kind. One kind chametz, three kinds matzah, and the three kinds matzah are called chalos, rikikin, and revucha. They're each prepared differently, but all three of those kinds are not chametz. So the pasuk says by the revucha, v'solas murubeches. So and lamanu l'revucha sheba asolas. So you see from there that it says beferish, and it's solas, that it's very fine flour. Chalos minayin. How do I know that the chalos are also solas? So tamalomer, because the pasuk says chalos. It says by the chalos matzos, and it says by the revucha chalos. It says v'solas murubeches chalos. So you see, gzeirah shava, that just like the revucha comes from solas, so too the chalos comes from solas. So that's one gzeirah shava. Rikikin minayin. How do I know the rikikin also come from solas? Tamalomra matzos matzos. That is gzeirah shava. It says by rikikin rikike matzos, and it says by the chalos chalos matzos. So just like the chalos are solas, so too the rikikin are solas. So that's a double gzeirah shava. I only knew the rikikin or solas from gzeirah shava from the revuch. I only know the chalos were matzos from the gzeirah shava of the revucha, and I only know that the chalos are that the rikikin are matzos from the gzeirah shava to the chalos. So I'm le ravina mi might the matzos matzos me chalos gamer. Now how do you know that we're saying that the solas of the rikikin is the gzeirah shava from the mila of matzos, from the word matzos that it says by matzos of a toda dilma mi ma'afetanu gamur? Maybe the gzeirah shava is from the word matzos that it says by the rikikin of a minchas ma'afetanu, which is its own separate carbon mincha that has nothing to do with the carbon toda. And over there it also says solas beferish, and that also says solas chalos matzos rikike matzos. So maybe that's the limud. It's not a double gzeirah shava. It's a single gzeirah shava. So Ella Amar Rava. So Rava says, okay, you're right. I'll bring you a different raya about a double gzeirah shava. Tanya, we have a brisa when it talks about the burning of the par kohen Mashiach, the par of the kohen gadol. So it says v'kirbo u'firsho v'hotzi. So it says that you take the ora par and all the basar al roshov v'al kra'av v'kirbo u'firsho, and then you bring the entire par al michutz l'machne, and you burn it on a pile of wood on a fire michutz l'machne. Now from the word v'hotzi, it sounds like we bring it all out at once. Malami shemotziu shalem, that we do not we don't cut it down into pieces, we don't dissect it before bringing it out. We bring the whole animal out at once. So Yachli Yisra Fenushalim, you might think you burn it as a single piece. So Nemarkan, Rosho Krav, it says over here by the Parkoid Mashiach, Rosho Krav, Vinemar Lalan, Rosho Krav, and by Korban Ola it says, Rosho Krav, Mala Halan. So just like by the Ola, it's Al Yedei Nituach, we know the Allah is Vinita Chosol and Socheha. A Korban Ola, you're supposed to cut up into the different pieces before you burn it. So Afkan, so too by the Parkoin Mashiach, the burning is only Al Yedei Nituach. It's only after you cut it up into pieces. Well, Imal Alan Behefshet, Afkanami Behefshet. Are you going to say it's just like a Karmanola? Karmanola is only burnt after you skin it. Should we say that you have to skin the Parkoin Mashiach as well? Tamalomer Vikirbo Pirsho. That's why it says Vikirbo Pirsho, to tell me that you do not skin it. Well, my Talmud, how do the words Vikirbo Pirsho teach you that you do not skin it? So I'm Rav Papa. Rav Papa explains, because by the Parkoid Mashiach it says Ves Or HaPar Ves Kol Basaro, and then Vikirbo Pirsho Visarav. So we make a hekesh between the burning of the Basar and the Ar with the burning of Kirbo Pirsho. So Keshem Shepirsho Bikirbo, just like the Peresh is inside, remains Bikirbo, because it would be disgusting for it not to be. You would never burn a carbon that way. It's like the waste product of the animal to bring it out outside, to squeeze it out of the intestines and the stomach or whatever, that would be gross. So kach besaro ba'oro. So too, the basar is burnt while it's still in the or. So that's how I know that you don't skin it. So what do I do with the parkoid Mashiach? I cut it into pieces before I burn it, like a carbonola, but I do not skin it like a carbonola. We're still not done with the raya. V'tanya, we have a brisa. When it comes to the burning of the par in the seer of Yom HaKippurim, Rebbe Omer Nemar Kan, or ubasar uperesh, it says by the par Yom Kippurim, the words are ubasar and peresh. V'nemer la'alan, and by the Parkoin Gadol says or ubasar uperesh. So we learn malalan, just like the Parkoin Mashiach, is al yedei nituach shelo be'efshet. You cut it into pieces and you do not skin it. So afkan, so to the parin search of the Yom Kippurim, al yedei nituach shelo be'efshet. You cut it into pieces, but you do not skin it. So you see that the Brisa learns that the parin, the seer of Yom Kippurim, need to be cut into pieces before it's burnt from Gzerusha of Parkoin Mashiach. How do I know that about Parkoin Mashiach? Gzereshava from Carbonola. That's a double Gzereshava. So it goes Ola to Parkoin Mashiach, and then from Parkoin Mashiach to the Par of Yom HaKippurim. So you see a double Gzereshava, that a Gzereshava could be Melami twice. Even in the world of Kachem, the whole thing was in Kachem. All three of those topics are Carbonos. Okay, so good. So we've solved that. What about something that I learned from Gzereshava? Can it be Chozer Melamid with the Kavachomer? Can it turn around and teach through a Kavachomer? So says Gemara, okay, I'll answer you. Now we have enough data. We've answered enough of these questions that we could start making Kal V'chomers within this. So that's why it gets a little confusing, because we're talking about Kal V'chomers and we're using a Kal V'chomer to learn a din about. So says Gemara, Kal V'chomer, let's use the data we already have and we'll be able to solve whether that which is derived from Gzer Shava can be Melamed with the Kal V'chomer. Uma Hekesh She'eno Melamed Behekesh, if a double Hekesh is invalid, imidravi and we had 2 days yesterday, why it's invalid, whether Yehud like Rava, Yehud like Ravina, but that it's invalid, everyone agrees. You cannot do a double hekish. And nevertheless, Melamed B'Kal V'Chomer, nevertheless, that which is derived from a hekish can be Melamed B'Kal V'Chomer. Mid-Tan Debei Rabbi Shmuel, that we learned 10 dapim ago, so Gzereshava HaMelamedes B'Hekish, a Gzereshava which is able to be Chozer Melamed B'Hekish, Midrav Papa, like we said on Amad Aleph, Se'en Odin, She'telamed B'Kal V'Chomer, meaning if a hekish cannot generate another hekish, but can generate a Kal V'Chomer, so a Gzereshava which can generate a hekish, should all the more so be able to generate a Kal V'chomer. So says Gemara, that Kal V'chomer that we just made is built on the klal that which is derived from Gzeir Shavu could be Chozer Malamid Behekish. But that klal is not necessarily agreed upon by everybody. That was Rav Papa's understanding. That works very well if you assume like Rav Papa that by the klal of Kachem that ain't Davar Alamid Chozer Malamid, that we follow the Lamar and not the Malamid, which we weren't sure, but El Manda, let's say the Rav Papa, but the one who doesn't hold like Rav Papa, namely Marzutra Breit Rav Mari, who holds that we look at the Melamed and not the Lamad, so we didn't know what the halacha is, whether that which is derived from Gzeir Shavu could be Chozer Melamed Bekish. We never solved that issue. So you can't build a whole Kal V'chomer based on the, ooh, Gzeir Shavu doesn't have the ability, that a Hekish doesn't have the ability to make another Hekish, but Gzeir Shavu does have the ability to make another Hekish, so all the more so Gzeir Shavu should have the ability to make another Kal V'chomer. No, I don't know that Gzeir Shavu has the ability to make another Hekish. That's subject to dispute. So if you don't hold like Rav Papa, Ma'ika LeMeimar. So now we're back to our question. Can that which is learned from Gzeir Shavu be Milamed B'Kal V'chomer? So Gemara says, you're right, that wasn't a good Raya. I'll give you a different Kal V'chomer. El Kal V'chomer will use different data points. Uma Hekish, Shein Milamed B'Hekish, Imid Rav Imid Ravina. Same starting point, right? We know that a Hekish cannot be Chozer Milamed B'Hekish. That we had, it was Machlokas. Why? Rav Ravina, yes, it's daf, but we know that it cannot be, meaning that's the basic rule, right? That a Hekish cannot go be Chozer Milamed B'Hekish. Milamed B'Kal V'chomer, but nevertheless, that which is right from a Hekish can be Milamed through a Kal V'chomer. Mid Tandabir Rabbi Shmuel, as we learned 10 blad ago from Tandabir Rabbi Shmuel. So Gzeir Shava, Milamed, Hamilamedes, B'Gzeir Shava Chavirta, a Gzeir Shava which can duplicate itself, meaning not the limit is that we're changing the Kal V'chomer now. It's not that a Gzeir Shava which can produce a Hekish, because that we don't know that a Gzeir Shava can produce a Hekish, but a Gzeir Shava can produce its like kind. It can produce another Gzeir Shava. Midram Barchama, and that we already proved earlier today, so if a Hekish which cannot even reproduce itself can produce a Kal V'chomer, a Gzeir Shava which can reproduce itself, all the more so can produce a Kal V'chomer. And that's the Kal V'chomer from which we learn that that which is derived from a Gzeir Shava can be Malamid with a Kal V'chomer. So good, so we solved that one. If something is derived from a Gzeir Shava, can it be Chozer Malamid B'Binyanav? Says Mar Teku. No idea. Okay, next. That which is derived from a Kal V'chomer, can it be Chozer Malamid using a Hekish? So says Gemara, Kal V'chomer? Now we have enough data to solve that problem. Can that which is derived from a Kal V'chomer turn around and teach a Hekish? Well, a Gzeir Shava Shein LeMeid BeHekesha, a Gzeir Shava that apparently is so weak that you cannot go turn around and be Malamid a Hekish from it, Mid Rabbi Yochanan, like we said from Rabbi Yochanan, and nevertheless, Malamid BeHekesh. So Gzeir Shava, you cannot be Malamid B'Gzeir Shava, something that was derived from a Hekish. Meaning, if that which originally came from a Hekish cannot turn around and teach a Gzeir Shava, that I know from Rabbi Yochanan, and nevertheless, that which is derived from a Gzeir Shava, Malamid BeHekesh, can turn around and teach me a Hekish, Midrav Papa. So Kal V'chomer, Halamid MeHekesh, all the more so, we could be Chozer Malamed with a Kal V'chomer, that which is derived initially from a Hekish, meaning Kal V'chomer, that which we know to be true, that which is originally learned from a Hekish can turn around and teach a Kal V'chomer, as we know that to be true from the Tandabir Rabbi Shmuel, Eino Din She'ilamid BeHekesh, all the more so, that which is derived from a Kal V'chomer should go be able to teach me through a Hekish. So again, if that which is derived from a Hekish cannot teach through a Gzeir Shava, and nevertheless, that which is derived from a Gzeir Shava can be Chozer Malamid BeHekesh. So a Kal V'chomer, which does have the ability to be the second leg after you learn something from a Hekish, all the more so should be able to flip and be Chozer Malamid BeHekesh, right? If a Gzeir Shava and a Hekish are not flippable, so Kal V'chomer, which you are able to apply after initial initially learning from a Hekesh, all the more so you should be able to apply a Hekesh after initially learning from a Kavul Chomer. Says Rav Papa, but you're basing everything on Rav Papa, that we follow the Lamad. So the Lamad, and Rav Papa held, therefore, that which is learned from a Gezer Shavah could be Chozer Melamed Behekesh. But if you don't accept Rav Papa, that we follow the Lamad, and you hold that we follow the Melamed, well, then we're still stuck with our question. We still don't know if that which is derived from a Kal V'chomer can turn around and teach me with a Hekesh. So says, well, you're right, we don't know. Teku. So that's actually going to be left as a Teku. Okay, so now the Gemara says, next one. If something is derived from a Kal V'chomer, can it turn around and teach me through a Gzer Shava? So says, well, Kal V'chomer, we have enough data to be able to answer that based on the Kal V'chomer. You're not able to learn through Gzer Shava something that originally was learned from a Hekesh, meaning a Hekesh cannot turn around and teach me through Gzer Shava, Midr Rabbi Yochanan, and we know that from Rabbi Yochanan, and nevertheless, that which is derived from Gzer Shava is Melamed B'Gzer Shava. A Gzer Shava can reproduce itself, it can produce another Gzer Shava, Midr Rabbi Bar Chama, as we learn from Rabbi Bar Chama. So Kal V'Chomer, which is even stronger, Halamed B'Hekesh, meaning that you could be Choser Melamed B'Kal V'Chomer, that which was originally learned from a Hekesh. So Kal V'Chomer can be the second leg when you started with a Hekesh, meaning when you start with a Hekesh, a Gzer Shava cannot be the second leg. But when you start with a Hekesh, a Kal V'Chomer can be the second leg. All the more so that if the first leg was a Gzer Shava, then a Kal V'Chomer can be the second leg. Then so that which is learned, I'm sorry, when you start with the Kal V'Chomer, that a Gzer Shava can be the second leg. So we solve that problem. Next, what about a double Kal V'Chomer? If I learned something from a Kal V'Chomer, could it be Choser Melamed using a Kal V'Chomer? So it says, Mark, Kal V'Chomer, I'll bring you a Kal V'Chomer to prove that a Kal V'Chomer can teach a Kal V'Chomer. Okay, good. So it says, Gemara, what's the Kal V'Chomer that teaches me a Kal V'Chomer can make another Kal V'Chomer? If a Gzer Shava is so weak that a din that was learned from a Hekesh cannot have a second leg, which is a Gzer Shava, Midrabi Yochanan, which we know that to be the case, and nevertheless, Melamed B'Kal V'Chomer, and nevertheless, we see that which is derived from a Gzer Shava can produce a Kal V'Chomer, it could turn around and produce a Kal V'Chomer, Kedah Amaran, like we just said. So Kal V'Chomer, Halamin Mehekesh, a Kal V'Chomer, which is so much stronger, that a din that you learn from a Hekesh, you're able to have the second leg be a Kal V'Chomer. Means the Tanah Dibei Rabbi Shmuel, as we learn from the Tanah Dibei Rabbi Shmuel, Eino Din She'ilamid B'Kal V'Chomer. All the more so that it could be Melamed with another Kal V'Chomer. A Kal V'Chomer is so strong, it should be able to reproduce itself. It should be able to make another Kal V'Chomer. Says the Gemara, V'zeu Kal V'Chomer ben Kal V'Chomer. That's what we call a Kal V'Chomer ben Kal V'Chomer. Meaning this Kal V'Chomer that teaches us that you could have a Kal V'Chomer that teaches a Kal V'Chomer, right? And this Kal V'Chomer that we're using to teach me that you can have a double Kal V'Chomer, we learn it from something that we only know from a Kal V'Chomer. Because the klal that you can learn a Kal V'Chomer from that which is learned from a Kal V'Chomer is learned from the klal that a Gzer Shava could be Chozer Melamed B'Kal V'Chomer. And that klal of Gzer Shava we only knew through a Kal V'Chomer. It's like a quadruple Kal V'Chomer. So that's a Kal V'Chomer ben Kal V'Chomer. Says Gemara, you just said the word Kal V'Chomer way more times. It shouldn't just be a ben. That should be like a great-grandfather. Ben Benoshel Kal V'Chomer who? That's not a ben Kal V'Chomer. That's a ben Benoshel Kal V'Chomer. Because the klal that you can learn a Kal V'Chomer from that which is derived from a Kal V'Chomer, the klal that you can learn a double Kal V'Chomer, we learn through not a single Kal V'Chomer, but through a double Kal V'Chomer. Because we learn it from the klal of Gzeres Shava, which is that Gzer Shava, which is from a Kal V'Chomer, and the klal of Gzer Shava itself is also derived from a Kal V'Chomer. So when you learn this din, you're really employing three different Kal V'Chomers simultaneously. So that's a three generational Kal V'Chomer. So and we don't find that there's such a thing that you can have a three generational Kal V'Chomer, and therefore this lima doesn't work. So the Gemara is not just saying, "Wow, you just said the Kal V'Chomer." The Gemara is asking a kasha. It's saying it doesn't work. We don't have such a thing that you could have so many generations of Kal V'chomer. So Ella, so how do I know that a Kal V'chomer could turn around and teach another Kal V'chomer? From the following Kal V'chomer. Kal V'chomer. Uma hekish ein olamin behekish. If a hekish is so weak that it cannot reproduce itself, it cannot teach another hekish. Imi deravi, imi deravina. And that was the foundation of the whole sugya. That was Rava, that was Ravina. That's what we learned yesterday. That was the basis of everything. And nevertheless, the hekish is strong enough that it's melamed b'kal v'chomer miditan d'beir Rabbi Shmuel. That it can be melamed b'kal v'chomer, as we learned, ten dapim go from tan d'beir Rabbi Shmuel. So kal v'chomer halamed mehekish. Kal v'chomer, which is strong, that you're allowed to take that which is derived from a hekish and turn around and learn a kal v'chomer miditan d'beir Rabbi Shmuel, as tan d'beir Rabbi Shmuel taught us. All the more so that a Kal V'chomer should be strong enough to turn around and reproduce itself. And Zeu Kal V'chomer Ben Kal V'chomer. That's the Kal V'chomer that's only a Ben Kal V'chomer, because there's not a double Kal V'chomer that teaches it to us. It's only a single Kal V'chomer that we make from the din of Davar Alamin Mehekish, and therefore it's only a single level Kal V'chomer. Davar Alamin Be Kal V'chomer Ma'u She'ilam Binyanav. Okay, what if I learn something from Kal V'chomer? Can it turn around and teach me a Binyanav? So Rabbi Yirmiyah Tashemai says, I'll bring you a raya. Malak v'nimtzis treifa. If a kohen does malika on a chata sa'of, or an ola sa'of, and then it turns out the bird was a treifa. So forget about the fact that it's a nevela. When you do malika, it's always nevela, but it makes a kosher in the base of Mikdash. So it's a treifa. So the question is, does it now have the tumas nevela be'beis ablia? Nevela sa'of is metami be'beis ablia. So Rameir omer eina metami be'beis ablia. Rabbi Yirmiyah omer metami be'beis ablia. Rameir says, not metami. Rabbi Yehuda says it is. Some Rabbi Meir, says Kal V'chomer. You know what? This is going to take a while. So Be'ez Hashem will pick up with this limud Be'ez Hashem tomorrow. We'll finish up all the limudim tomorrow and move on to the next sugya. Okay.